Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, salty British lady. Good evening. Welcome, pop culture stars. I am your host at Extra Large, Dave Atwell, this evening. I hope everybody is. If I keep it up, it's going to be an extra, extra large, but I'm going to keep it an extra large for now. But hope everybody is doing well. We have got a very exciting and loaded show tonight. And when I say loaded, I'm not speaking like loaded like I'm fixing to be over the next hour. I'm talking loaded like a lot, big, heavy duty. So, without a further ado, whatever the hell a ado is, or if you're a foghorn leghorn, it'd be a doodah, doodah. Nevertheless,
hey.
Going to move around to my wonderful esteemed panel. Don't get me on the damn Looney Tunes kick. We'll talk all night. But starting off, we're going to head up
to
Lord Pew. You're Pepe Le Pew.
Keep an eye on the board. We're going to have another call here in a second.
I've got one eye on the board, and I got another eye on the
okay.
phone. I'm doing the Marty Feldman right now, man.
Okay, good.
Trust
Go
me.
Ahead.
I'm not as good as Marty is at it, but I'm trying. So,
okay.
up there in Indianapolis.
He's got Marty Feldman eyes.
Dang it.
The hell with Bette Davis eyes. I like the Marty Feldman eyes.
Marty Feldman eyes, that's right.
They're tough.
Not the third switch master. So, Tim, how are you doing this evening, buddy? You doing all right?
I'm doing out. Mild weather for the night. It was stormy last night. It looked good. So it looks like we got an awesome one. Line. So, ready to kick it off.
Outstanding. Good to have you aboard this evening, man. Good to hear your voice. So we're going to change things up. Normally, I usually introduce my anchorman with the anchorman position, but nevertheless, I am going to go with my anchorman position tonight because we got to switch things up a little bit for the lineup. So, my good brother, Todd, what is going on this evening?
Hey, I am doing outstanding, the supernatural, and I am ecstatic to be here. Just had a wonderful grinding day at work, but we got it done. We made things happen. And I get the feeling this is going to be a live one. So might as well be lit and enjoy it.
That's it. No doubt at all. Every time we get the wrestling crowd on here, everything gets good and rowdy. So, and that's what it should be. So,
somebody's in the queue, buddy.
I've clicked one in, and I do believe that is Mr. Feathers, I do believe. I think I recognize the number.
He's already on.
No.
He's already on.
No. I got a 923 prefix, so.
That's me.
But.
Can you hear me?
All right. Since we got the crowd here, I'll go ahead and explain real quick what we're going to do. What we're going to do is I'm going to pass the hosting duties, and that's duties, D-U-T-I-E-S, not duties, D-O-O-D-I-E-S, even
All
though
right.
I'm sure there's
there we go.
Talent in that department.
Right?
we're not going to accuse them of being full of shit, but maybe three-quarters full of shit.
Okay.
And while this wonderful gentleman will be, and I use that term lightly, while he is hosting things, I will be enjoying a delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars and many, many malt beverages with the blue ribbon on the label.
That's
so,
right, PBR. Let Robbie
damn
in.
Damn right. So, with no further ado, again,
now, here we go.
To my
910 with you.
Did you let Papa Stro in, please?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
in.
I don't know who this Robbie cat is, but I know who Papa Stro is. How you doing?
Okay. Thank you.
So, the amazing Elvis.
Yeah, now Robbie must be right for
you. Are you letting our spokesperson
me.
In?
Yeah, I'm waiting on a spokesperson.
G. Frederick
Benderford. Oh, you got sponsors tonight. That's wonderful. Got sponsors. I love some sponsors.
Now, Velvet,
well,
everybody is
sponsors.
The only sponsor that we have.
Everybody's on that we have?
Yes, sir.
Ah, there you go.
Are we still looking for Kyle?
Who's Kyle? My spokesperson on the line.
That's right. Who's Kyle?
I forgot about that.
Black Angel, Suntan Superman, you need a spokesperson because you're like Brock Lesnar. You can't speak on the mic.
Oh, listen. Listen, I just got off a plane a little while ago, and I just got home. I don't have time for such foolishness as what you're laying out here for all these little scatterbrains. Listen, there's only one thing that's going to really happen on the 18th, and that is your straight up and down ass whooping. You ask for it, you're going to get it.
Straight up and down ass whooping.
That's right. Get all your little stuff in order. Get your little life insurance policy. Have your friends and stuff ready to carry your lifeless carcass out of the building. Okay?
I can't wait to read that, Will.
Oh,
I can't wait to read that, Will.
Listen. Hey, Tommy, he said he's going to beat us straight. Hey, you can try all you want to.
Hey,
now
hang on, go ahead Dave.
Now before you get sanctified this weekend, just wanted to let you know that you have got another addition, so I believe that's everybody. So if you want to do the check-in, feel free.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, New Edition. I used to love that band. New Edition was awesome.
Is my spokesperson on the line?
You're what now?
My
spokesperson. Solid Gold Dancers are on the line? Oh, you're, oh, that's right. That's right. You can't talk. So be quiet, Mushmouth.
That's what's going to happen to your lips. They're going to get mushed.
You can you can clown around all week long. You ain't got but 2 days left.
Oh, you can clown.
So you better
walking,
talking to your families and all. Because come Saturday night, your ass is getting kicked for real.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Gonna beat that ass like a Missouri white mouth mule.
This is something I've been waiting a long time for, and I finally get that opportunity.
Wait a minute! You had that opportunity, and you blew it.
That I've been anticipating because I've done it all, but I've been waiting 30 years to kick Tommy Feathers and Amazing Velvet's ass.
Woo!
And that's just what's going to happen. Me and the Black Angel and G. Frederick Bender are going to roll into Augusta. We might catch a charge. We might need a police escort outside the city limits. But I tell you what.
I'll be a limo driver.
You can giggle. You can laugh. But this is serious business. And it's been a couple of years since me and the Black Angel has been able to get back in the ring together. So I know this is going to be a momentous occasion.
Mind you,
to answer your question from before, yes, I am here. And yes, our attorneys will be in touch about that matter from the first phone call that we did. And yes, that beating is coming this week, I believe. Is it this week? We're in Augusta. What's the time and date and building?
Take some Geritol and go to bed. It's past your bedtime, old man.
Is there a lawyer in the house? I'm trying to get you to plug the date, the time, and build it. Your mark, go ahead.
Your partner already did that.
Okay, well, all right. Well, we'll see y'all in Augusta.
Okay, Augusta, 308 Hale Street, Augusta, Georgia, 30901. It's at the fairgrounds in Augusta, Georgia. 8 p.m. is bell time. And at 8:10, you guys are going to be dressed in pink and purple by the end of the night.
Hey, that was very good. You should take Tony Schiavone's job. You know, I think that might be what you're good at, what your calling is, but it won't be being in the ring with the Soul Patrol this Saturday night.
Oh, Lord. Another one.
You see Amazing
damn
Velvet?
Good announcer. Oh, he's a damn good announcer and comedy man. Wait till he gets his ass kicked on Saturday. See how funny it is.
Oh, boy.
See how much
you
this is lacking.
I've been around. Around this country. Hold up now. I'm talking to your spokesperson real quick. I've been around the block more than once.
Right,
okay. I've been around the block more than once, and I have not been beaten
like
up by the likes
like
of you or anybody else, for that matter, including.
Well, good.
Oh,
that's so, well, we are so proud of you. But this Saturday night, you're talking the ass whooping. You know what that is? You ever seen that before? Because you're going to. That might be what you need on this radio.
I've seen you get an ass whooping.
Like Jenny on the
that's
block.
Never happened.
Well, that's why you stutter.
Fake news. That's fake news.
That sounds like Mel Tillis.
Don't call me Feather that. He's
I'm
on my face.
He don't want to say nothing. He don't want to say
he's
nothing. He knows what's going to happen.
No.
Okay.
But
so
I don't need your resume. Hell, I've been in a hot tub with six women and Robbie Eagle one time. I don't need your resume.
Lord,
and one of those women happened to be Miss Atlanta Lively, which was Ronnie Garvin in drag.
Yeah.
No,
tell everybody.
It was Ann Nicole. It wasn't Bigfoot. She wasn't there.
wait a minute. Was it the Lizard Man, Papa Stroh?
No, sure
oh,
wasn't.
Oh, Lord.
No. Lizard Man.
It was Aunt Bunny.
to whoever is listening to this, they need to understand. I'm not even talking to the Amazing Velvet or Thomas Evans anymore. I'm talking to the listeners. Do you hear what's going on? This man is laughing and joking and thinking this is a joke. But Saturday night, Bad Boys of Wrestling, Augusta, Georgia, will be the end of these two guys who think they know something and they don't know shit. You're going to get your ass kicked. Okay?
I have said it better myself.
I like that.
Because you don't speak, be quiet then. You got somebody speaking for you.
I'm not here so much. I hear a lot of lips moving, but I ain't hearing anything. I see a lot of feet moving around, but they ain't going no damn way. What the hell?
That's me tap dancing.
Derek, can you address Tommy Feathers for me?
Please.
Is that who that was talking? Tommy Feathers, first off, that was a shoot. The Stroh is a hell of a tap dancer. That's a shoot. But also, the other shoot is you and your boyfriend that you're on the phone with are going to be, we're going to turn you into a puddle. They are. I'm just going to be there, excited about it. But they're going to turn you boys into puddles this Saturday night. I mean, that's really what it is. Back out and pay us to stay home if you want to.
No,
I remember
what happens. You'll hear it.
I remember those days.
Look, I've been putting on wrestling tights and getting my ass beat across this country before. You were a stain on
I believe it.
Myself.
I believe it. You sound like it.
But not like you're going to get sad tonight.
Let me ask
your spokesperson a question. Have you ever laced up a pair of boots and put on some tights and competed in that ring?
I have.
The answer to that is no. No, yeah, okay. What, all of one match? Yeah, back door.
Me and my tag team partner, we went, as far as I remember, I believe I got a win over your ass, your little short ass one time.
Yeah, in your dream?
So,
what? In your dreams on your pillow?
And I don't think you got a very big... You didn't get a very big payoff neither, brother.
Neither did you, brother.
Hell no.
Oh, you might have got
care about
dog.
Money. I like to hurt
you,
men.
You either got a hot dog or a pickle. Get them boys a pickle.
Yeah, I don't care. I didn't hear you.
All fun and games.
I don't know
right
you,
now.
I don't.
Come
I live in South
Carolina,
and I couldn't understand that redneck talk. That's funny, though. That was funny the way you laughed after it and all that. But that Saturday, it won't be. That's our point.
Oh,
you seem to be missing
Please.
The point. Saturday,
you,
nothing will
you,
be funny.
Could you do me a favor and stick your bald-headed geek neck into the ring so I can slap it red for you?
Be careful what you wish for, boy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is like a commercial break.
Right? They need one. So, let me ask a legit question. All right, you say to laughing, but let me ask a legit question. How long...
Ask it.
How long have the four of us, not you, you turd, the four of us known each other and crossed paths and maybe it nodded at one another and not worked each other that particular night. But if you want to stop laughing, there is a little bit of mutual respect there, I believe. But you are right. All fun and games goes out the window. When we hit that arena on Saturday night, the fun and games of laughs are over.
Now you want to man up, huh?
Oh, no, he's right. The fun and games will be over, and you're going to go night-night.
Let's see.
That's it.
I'm about 20, let's be real. I'm known Angle about 20-plus years. I'm known D about 30 years. So that's almost 55 years, and I've been in the business over 30 years.
You think you know. You think you know Deion Johnson. You think you know the Black Angel, but you don't know shit.
You're going to find out. You're going to definitely find out.
Mr. Vanderford is going to bring a bucket of KFC and stick a breast down one throat and a leg down another one. How about that?
Oh yeah. Your guys will be in the corner eating that, stopping it up with two biscuits.
You're going to get a two-piece and a biscuit, my friend.
That's what I told my last date. You look so good, I can stop you with a biscuit, baby.
Hey, I ain't heard nothing yet. We're talking about two-piece.
Y'all
is Stroh still on here? Could Mr. Hollywood call in? That's what we need.
Mr. Hollywood.
Oh.
Hell of a trombone player.
All we're going to do is talk about Hulk Hogan after that, which is the worthless wrestler in the world next to Black Angel.
Well, my friend, we will see who will be worthless. On Saturday.
Well,
that's all I really got to say about anything.
No,
right now, only thing I want to talk about is me just sticking my foot and breaking it off in your happy-go-lucky ass. That's all.
Let me ask you something.
I'll be glad and go get that prosthetic because they're going to have to surgically remove my whole leg from your ass.
This man's willing to lose a limb over this.
Listen,
I love to see that x-ray.
3 years ago,
Deion and myself, we going to beat you like Missouri white mouth mules. I swear, Hogan.
Okay.
And I am going
to
laugh.
What
the fun of game is going to start.
You need to be quiet, old ding-ding, because you weren't even there 3 years ago when they showed up on my retirement show and... Black Angel didn't do anything.
Didn't
Black
have
Angel
to.
Didn't do anything.
Right. You said it when you said it. I wasn't there. This Saturday, I will be there. Remember that.
Okay.
You said it. When you
okay.
Said it.
Okay.
I'm so scared.
Now, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Be brave. Stand up in there and take this ass whooping like the man that you want to be.
Oh!
Oh, 30 years.
For being more of a woman than you'll ever have, bitch.
Oh,
well, come on up, man. I've been around lots of women.
You don't look like nothing at all.
Tommy, be careful. He likes white women.
Oh.
and you're a good looking white woman, honey.
That will bring the race into it. Our attorneys will be in touch. This is live on the air.
This
I like
ain't
some
live.
Women with my team,
your
baby.
Face is live.
I like some women with my team.
Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm waiting.
Ask God for mercy because you're getting none here.
Okay. since you basically already retired and you've been replaced by Mark Sweet Dreams.
You just had a retirement show.
Be quiet.
I wasn't there at your retirement show, you said.
Be quiet.
You said it, not me.
You
said it.
Oh, man.
You said it.
Well, I just said something else, and you didn't even hear it because you're too busy flapping those gums. Pull your false teeth.
I heard you talking about retirement. You were talking about retirement. You said my retirement show.
I
didn't talk about retirement.
No, my God.
It's my last match.
Yes, Terry.
You're right.
Terry. Thank you, Uncle Terry.
It is.
No, I said that Black Angel is already retired because he was replaced by Mark Sweet Dreams.
No one can replace me, son.
Well, you've been replaced. Unfortunately,
you don't know that. You're
going
to become extinct, so be quiet.
Just sit over there and shut up, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Mr. Retirement Show. Black Angel, when was your retirement show? Did you have a big retirement show? And then come back? Is that what you did?
I don't believe so.
Imagine that.
It's because you slow. Yeah, because he just quit. He just walked away. He hung the boots up and the tights up.
And what did you want? You wanted people to come bow down and show, get autographed pictures and all this and all that? Yeah, that's out the window this Saturday night.
Yeah, well, good. Because you know what? What's funny is when I was when I first started this business, you were buying my T-shirts and my autographed pictures, you Mark.
Yeah, right. When you first started in this business, I was in the hot tub with the Stro and six women and Miss Atlanta Live.
We're going back to the hot tub with Methuselah and, you know,
Stro, he just called you Methuselah.
The big
Stro. Stretch his ass. He just calls you Methuselah.
Oh my God.
Stretch his ass.
See, you got to get people to do your dirty work because you can't do it for yourself because you're old, crippled, and broken down.
And that's not what you did, right?
Don't
trip on the way. So much for those ice cream bars.
Don't trip on the way. Hey, listen, Velvet's got an ice cream bar. That jackass don't.
Oh. Say it again. Sounds like you had a mouthful of oysters. Do it again.
Well, at least, you know what?
Somebody
else's
oysters.
My,
Rocky
at
Mountain.
Least I can, hey, at least I can fill my mouth, and you know, you can you spit.
What?
Damn.
All right, listen. I'm about done with this right now.
Somebody sober these guys up. Okay. Let's wrap it up. Saturday night. Yep, because these guys don't even know how to talk.
Oh, they want to wrap it up because they can't handle it. Can't handle the heat. You got to run. Go run. Go lay down.
You're sitting somewhere else with something stuck between your legs. Don't know what it is, but it's something.
It's called nuts to butt. The heat will come on Saturday night for the dinner table. It's called nuts to butt.
That's a little
okay, you're trying to get homoerotic. That's not what we're doing. We're going to put you on the ground, and you're not going to get up until the whole locker room that you paid scrapes you up.
Well, I didn't pay a whole lot. How about that? It's not my show.
Sponsored by Mr. Barnett. Hey, my boy.
Well, you're going to have to pay somebody. The ambulance or somebody is going to have to scrape you up.
Well, okay. But it won't be you doing it because you can't.
Okay, everybody's in agreement. Great. It's going to be fun.
Most definitely.
It's going to be a barrel laugh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It will be. I can't wait.
Yay.
That night, it's going to be a barrel laugh. I thought Charlie Babb came back to life. He said, it's going to be a barrel of laughs.
You know, boy, I think she fell on her keister.
Oh, shoot. I miss Mr. Babb.
So, guys, just to break in a sec, I got to share this with you. A buddy of mine who we've been tight for 20-some-odd years, and we used to rent out the Titan V10 vans and actually get everybody to pitch in, and we would drive to various wrestling shows. And so me and Mike and Todd, you guys have heard me mention Mike several times on the show and everything. He just sent me a text. And he got, you know, those random texts that you get now about people wanting you to sell your house or, you know, do you want to make more money or whatever? He got a text from somebody who says, it says, I'm Jess with Working America. Do you feel like the American dream is still achievable for working families? Text stop to quit. So he answers it with a picture of, Dusty Rhodes, and it says, you don't know what hard time for Daddy. And that's how he answered it. I'm telling you, I'm shitting my pants over here. I thought that was great. Dusty Rhodes lives on, man. He never gets old. Good stuff. But please, carry on with the shit talking. Good stuff.
Tommy,
are you guys finished with the storytelling and the giggling and the laughing? Are y'all
go
finished?
Ahead,
I thought they never end.
You ain't been around.
For you guys to talk about the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, you don't really understand how or who the American dream Dusty Rhodes really was. To me, you don't understand. But Saturday night, Tommy Feathers, Amazing Velvet, you will get to understand what the Soul Patrol is about. Don't take this ass kicking personal. It's all business. But you know what? It does have a little personal innuendo in it. But the Soul Patrol and Derek Vanderford are coming in Augusta and taking the trash out. Okay? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? G. Frederick Vanderford, I want you to finish this sentence. If you ain't picking up what we putting down, they're going to be picking your ass up off the ground.
Did he disappear? Thank goodness.
And this, like you, is the end.
So, Saturday night, get ready.
Get those tickets, Ethel.
I got the tickets on and my Viagra ready. And my rogue. Don't forget the rogue. Man.
Now,
I think I'm ready.
Do you think you're ready?
Yeah, that's what I use to keep from falling out of bed anymore. My Rogaine, shit. I did the wrong doses one time. I couldn't turn my neck for 2 days. My ponytail got a hold on.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh God!
I tell you, let me tell you about my first sexual experience. Her mama come around the corner and called us. She looked me dead in the eye. You know what she said to me? Any idea what she said?
What she said?
Got the second girlfriend pregnant. The kid calls me daddy, daddy.
You're a bad boy.
No. Ton, where are you?
Oh, Lord.
Ton, where are you?
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Oh, Lord.
But I do have my rule. Slippers.
Oh, I know you
can
do.
I wear Can I wear my in a room? Does it have to be wrestling?
No, you can wear your hooker heels all night long, honey.
Okay. They accentuate my calves.
Hey, there you go.
Now, wait a minute. When you're talking about wiping your calves, isn't that like pedophilia or veolophilia or something in this case?
Just zoophilism. Turkish prison gay midget pole. Oh, yeah.
There you go. He's got the memo.
He got the memo.
He got the memo.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Huh.
Hey, don't talk about my people like that.
The lollipop fueled rough here is going to get unhappy.
Did everybody fall off the line? Did they run away? Is it Jared?
Well, that's what I'm
going to
say. We've had four of them drop off, so and I'm not sure which numbers are which. So anyhow, I'll just pass on the word that four have dropped out. Apparently, there may be some intimidation at play there, and maybe perhaps somebody's a little worried. Somebody's a little concerned that they may get beaten like a Dollar General Pinata this weekend, and they had to go ahead and excuse themselves. So,
I'm not slighting nobody. These are some of the best professionals in the business. I know what I'm stepping in the ring with. It's nothing but mutual respect. Drop all the BS and hype. I've respected both of these guys and loved both of these guys out of my heart for a long time, but it's been coming. This match has been coming.
Absolutely.
And they think we're all jokes all the time, but we let our ring actions and our insanity show the way.
I guess we're going to get ready for it, baby. Get ready for
this
it.
This isn't our first rodeo. I know what I'm fixing to step in with is going to be the fight of my life, and I cherish that. I cherish it. I look forward to it because these two guys are amazing. If you have never seen Soul Patrol in the ring, you have missed out on a treat. They are some of the greatest workers in the business. They're no bullshit. They're straight up. If you've missed Tommy Feathers and Amazing Velvet in the ring, Sinfully Sweet, you have missed the clown princes of pro wrestling. I've been in this business over 28 years and out of the ring for almost 20 years because I had other commitments. But I'm still 5'10", 215 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. I will take care of business.
Yes, sir.
Well, you are a short drink, but you're a good drink. Let me tell you, brother. You're like doing a you're like doing a good shot of bourbon or a good shot of tequila, my brother. And I take great pleasure in climbing in the ring.
Listen, dude, we talked about it the other day, and we had some amazing times as a tag team. We had some of the funniest moments in probably both of our careers. We probably had some of the best moments of both of our careers. And we didn't shy away from wrestling anybody at all. Line them up, knock them down. Let's go.
From 550-pounders on down.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
We didn't care. We didn't care. You know, and that's what it's about, you know. That's what these kids don't get today. Stack them up, knock them down. Let's go. Line them up. You know, and if you don't make it one particular day, dust yourself up, get back up, and line up. Let's go.
You know, we got a man up or shut up. That's what we're planning
exactly.
on. Exactly.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, it was all fun and games because you know what? We like to get under their skin because we know they don't like it. So we have to do that. So they get mad. They'll hang up their little phone call, take their Geritol and go to bed or Metamucil or whatever makes them regular. I don't care.
Hey, leave me out of this.
Okay, sorry. Well, I thought you were taking, what's the other stuff? Miralax.
Well, I was just as much shit talking as there was going earlier. This segment was brought to you by Imodium AD.
Pretty much, Santa S.
Well, it's a lot of 10-up years of pass crossing, wheeling and dealing. You know, I mean, it's just the business. I mean, it's
you know,
nothing personal.
It's not. And, you know, being that Tommy Feathers had prior commitments and left early and had to do what he had to do, and I continued to work as a single competitor basically for the – I did tag, but it wasn't the same, and I wasn't trying to replace Tommy Feathers whatsoever because I did not. But I crossed paths with them. I have wrestled them numerous occasions after the fact that Tommy Feathers had been gone. See, they forget that because in the last four matches I had against them, whether it was a singles match or a tag match, the Raging Velvet's 4-0, and that's sticking in the back of their mind.
Hey, real quick interruption. My Indianapolis partner in crime is back on the line. He claims his phone dropped.
Oh, Tim?
Yeah, that would be him.
I am on the way.
So,
on the way.
I know that Tommy Feathers has had his moments with them as well.
Yes, I have.
So it's you said it right. It's a long time coming. Even though we are mutually cordial, have been friends at times. We've been on either side of the fence at times. Admiration and respect, absolutely. But this has been coming for 100%. A long time.
It's been
coming for a long time. We talked a couple of years ago about this. You know,
and
we
I couldn't pick no the two opponents that I'd rather wrestle. That's about the highest compliment I can pay them, gentlemen.
And the panel here does not know that you actually wrestled Deion Johnson in Deion Johnson's very first match as a professional wrestler
30 years ago.
And now it's all coming to this 30 years later. This could be the last. And you know what? First and last. I'd take that, and I'd be a win.
I'll take it.
For me, yeah, it'd be a win regardless of what happens. It'd be a win.
Whether I win or lose is Saturday. It's about respect.
Absolutely.
And I tell brothers I love them. When I part with brothers because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. If you got a friend, you, every time you hang up the phone with them, tell them you love them because I've lost a lot of good people in my life.
Absolutely. And that, see, that's another thing. Old school guys like us say that when we talk to each other. I love you, brother. I love you. These kids today, time for that. They don't know anything about the brotherhood, family, nothing. It's all about me, me, me. Look at me. I'm a superstar. So
let me call a match to you. They had 27 high spots in the match that should have finished a match a million times over. And they, how the match ended was a schoolboy roll-up with fingertips holding the guy's chest down. And I'm going like, oh, my God, this is what I see now.
Exactly. You know, and you got how many?
Super kicks.
Yeah, super kicks are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They don't know a top wrist lock from a padlock today. And I'll call out a lot of names. I can call out names if I have to in this business about people that don't
we'll
know shit about apple butter. About the pro wrestling.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We know what we do inside that squared circle, and they don't. That's what separates the men from the boys.
And
that's
I tell
why
you
they
what,
don't
we
want
got
to get
a,
the ring.
That, we got a hell of a match on our shoulders coming up Saturday.
We do, and you know what? To be honest with you, we might have bitten off a little more than we could chew, but it ain't gonna stop us from going out there and giving it 1,000%.
Amen. I'm gonna skip my happy ass to the ring, lap dance whoever I can on the way.
I just never thought I would hear the earlier phrase between Velvet.
What?
The Amazing Velvet, Tommy Feathers, we may have bitten off more than we can chew. Holy crap. Who'd have thunk it?
But you know what? You got to realize we're both broken up. Yeah,
oh, I know, brother, I know. I know. You guys, I've been actually been lucky enough to have done a number of these times. Tommy's graced us with hearing some of the stories and talked real stuff. So, Velvet, you know that I BS, and when I say this, Tommy, I hope you do too. The man, I just safety first, damn it. And I know I know this stuff is a huge part of your passion. It's a huge part of who you are. But damn it, gents, I'm just going to say.
Yep.
Well,
I hear
you.
But we're
not going to none of us spring pull it anymore.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna lay down. We're gonna go at it. We're gonna do what we do, and you know what? Whatever happens, happens. But we gotta lay it all on the line. That's it. I mean, this is something that we didn't get closure years ago, and we both kicked our own selves in the butt for not being able to do that.
And
it's time for that to happen.
It's taken 18 years for it to happen.
And you know what? It would have been greater 10 years ago. We wouldn't be talking about this right now. But guess what? It is what it is. We're in the situation we're in. And we just going to go. That's it. Bell rings. It's time. It's time to go. Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to have a trunk full of blow pops, I guarantee you.
Better
charge
save one for
pops.
Me, honey. That's right. Save one for me. Hey.
You have to go get it.
Honey, that's not a challenge. That is not a challenge. These guys are now quiet. Now everybody got quiet.
Everybody. Nobody knows how to take me. I don't know what the problem is. I need to talk to my psychiatrist some more.
I'll be totally honest. You lost me at blow pop.
A one, a two, crunch, a three.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, did we, who did we lose?
That type
did we lose
quick.
Somebody else?
I don't know. When I touched the board, everybody was.
Okay. All right.
I'm due for another malt beverage, so I'll check the boards while I'm in there.
You got a malt beverage.
A malt beverage?
Listen, can I get a white Zinfandel and the Chardonnay for my honey?
would you feel better if I called it a barley pop?
Barley pop?
That's right.
Three snaps.
Sorry, barley pop, you'll never go back.
Yay, yay.
You know
that
what? That's
in.
Interesting.
What's that?
I just realized I was trying to do a rhyme with that whole joke I was trying to slide that into, and I realized I might use a Bach beer type joke, and I was like, God, do they even make Bach beer anymore? How's that?
I'm curious. If they had action figures for you and Tommy Velvet, what would be the accessories?
Okay.
God,
well,
are you kidding
one
me?
One would be a drill dough. It would be a drill with a dildo on the end of it.
God.
A drill dough.
The new safe word is drill dough.
Safety lock. 24
inch jumbo.
Oh.
Thank you a lot there, Papa Stro.
There's a real story behind the 24 inch.
Now, hang on. He wants to ask something else. I know you do. Go ahead there, Stro.
No, I was just curious because, you have the tag team action figures, they have their accessories and everything. I was curious to say what would be accessories for you guys' team. An action figure form.
An action figure. Okay. Let's think about this for a minute. Well,
One of them would have to be, if I remember the stories right, a like swappable like arm brace cast or whatever, wrist cast or something.
Yeah, we had that. We had a cast. We need a tiara.
A pink lightsaber.
Silver truck.
A what?
Silver truck.
Oh yeah. Yep.
The footed silver truck. Oh God, yes. Oh yes. The feathers body spray. I got it with me for this show.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Fruity.
That's right. And don't forget, years ago we had the kick scooters. Remember that had all the little. Fun stuff on it.
Yep, the Briggs and Stratton powered, yes. Okay, I didn't forget that story.
Oh, my God.
Got a whole new meaning of power tools going on here tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Home improvement. Home improvement.
Don't forget the hard man with the 24-inch rubber toy.
Oh, Lord. This man, he will not give that up.
I like that. That's a good match.
You had a 24-inch gong. You had a microwave. You had a VCR. You had God knows what else.
Kendo stick.
It was ridiculous.
Scaffolding.
Jeez. Yeah, oh, yeah, forget about that.
Don't forget the brick wall. Oh, God damn that.
Oh, him coming up. Didn't he come off the roof of the building, too, onto you?
No, he come off the second level of the
scaffold. Okay, that's right.
Now, I know you guys got a big match this coming weekend, but the real story is, what is going to be the after party going to be like afterwards.
Oh, hey.
It gets wilder than a match.
We're going to do, listen, we're going to do what we always do. Tommy, you pick the hemp for the night.
I want him, okay. That'll work.
That's right. That's how that's going to go down.
And Velvet, I'll let you pick the other hemp.
Okay. Well, don't forget, though, remember, we have to go to Waffle House, and if they don't serve us, we'll just trash the place in purple and pink.
That's right. I got some purple and pink spray paint.
There we go. Normally,
like a
B-52
concert.
Exactly.
We are Love Jack.
Listen, I can tell you a story. We worked Merlin's in Columbia, South Carolina. And I remember leaving Merlin's, not remembering leaving Merlin's with Tommy Feathers. And I don't even remember where we were after Merlin's, but remember sitting in your front yard and we were just chilling and we're like, where'd everybody go?
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody got in their cars and left. And my ride even left me. And he ended up having to come back. Because he thought I was in a car with him. He thought I was in a car with him because he was too busy talking.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. We've done some stuff now. We've done some stuff. It's just, you know, it's fun stuff. I mean, it wasn't to hurt anybody. You know, after parties are after parties. You have fun, you know. Make sure everybody gets home safe. We don't let people do dumb stuff, you know.
I've woke up on many a strange couches many of times.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Underneath coffee tables.
Yikes.
I can see you guys driving down the road, man. You'd be like Will Ferrell and that one movie where he's a politician, he's driving around jamming out to your heart saying, Barracuda!
I have woke up tied to the back of my own motorcycle facing the wrong direction headed to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
To drink. When I woke up, we got to the beach, they handed me a ball of tequila, and we watched the sunrise and got fucked up again on tequila.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. I feel for you. I'll never mess with this tequila. I did one time in a lifeguard party. The next day, we're all, like, laying in the street, so I'm next to this upside down this trash can. I don't know how the hell I got there. Like, never again.
Now, that's funny. Yeah, me and tequila don't get along either. It's supposed to take the girls' clothes off, but it actually takes my clothes off, and nobody wants to see that. So party ends real quick.
I got a good bottle of Cabo at home, Velvet, just saying.
Well, if I could drink, I would have a shot with you, but guess what? I can't drink anymore, so good luck with that.
Yeah, actually, it was a joke about getting your clothes off. That's where I was going with that one, bro.
I know where you were going with that.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck.
I got in today's, it could be a piece of tail or a bologna sandwich, and it ain't even got to be a good bologna sandwich anymore.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
That is too good. That's too good.
My son started studying the Arab faith. He'd become a Hebrew.
Oh, Lord. Well, if we're going to go with some of that stuff, that's funny that you do that, because if you guys could make it on the show tonight where we could have all the trash we had earlier with that great back and forth, I was going to suggest an evening of dad jokes because, man, I like how you kind of throw that in there. Hey, Tommy, you're not in the chat that we have for the team on the show. The I did set one up for the guests tonight, so I apologize. But when they were talking about that foot up the ass routine and all that earlier, I was like, hey, I know King Arthur. We could always call him. It's not so much a sword in the stone thing as a foot up the ass thing. Or in Velvet's case, a cucumber up the ass.
See, he's threatening me with a good time. That's all he was threatening me with.
Right. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Whoever pulls ye prosthetic leg from ye arse shall be king.
It reminds me of that time when two guys were playing that game. They were sticking different stuff up their butt. One stuck a comb up to one's butt, and he goes, "What's that?" And he goes, "It's got teeth. It's flat. It's a comb." He goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He says, "The other one got a hairbrush." He stuck it up the other one's butt, and he goes, "Well, it's got bristles, and it's got a round handle. It's a brush." And they got that thing out in the bathroom. You know, you know what I'm talking about? That thing out the bathroom.
The toilet wand.
Yeah, Wonder. You played the game before. Okay.
Yeah, I played the game before. Yeah. With you,
Velvet, when you said you better be watching your rear view earlier, man, I so popped. Oh my God!
You need to saddle up and make a trip down south. You need to
saddle up. I so popped.
Oh no, I was dying because some other podcasts that we do, when Dan Papa's throw brought up. Freaking Andy the Cole of Bigfoot in the hot tub. I was rolling.
Hey, so
oh
just
my
so
God,
y'all know,
that was great.
Just so y'all know, I have to tell a secret. Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet have a new thing now. When we want to go on a serious date, we don't go anywhere fancy. Okay? So
okay.
I just asked him to get me a bucket of chicken, and we're going to fuck. We're going to call it chicken and dickin.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, boy. Midget porn.
No, it's Turkish prison midget porn.
Tommy would say Turkish prison midget porn. That was great when he brought that up earlier. Oh, my God.
I'm still hunting for Sasquatch porn. I can't find any.
Can't find them.
Just ask Dr. John. I'm sure he has a lead in on all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
I'm not going to say I borrowed one of his DVDs of that, but it's still here.
Oh, no.
And Dr. John is listening right now. And Dr. John's going,
I hope not.
That's going to be my next book.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm on the coffin cable edition. Big print.
And the running title of the book will be the many fornications of the Sasquatch.
That's funny. Y'all talking about being around.
Now that's what I call being around. Around the way there.
Otherwise the alternate book title is Cryptid Protein Delivery Systems.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, that sounds like LL Cool J song, Round the Way Girl. I need a
right?
Round the Way Girl. She's girl. The one
for me. That's right.
Chupa, 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 I'm a baby.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
My stomach hurts. I thought Tim was gonna lose his shit when I said chicken and dickin.
You go up to the Kentucky Fried Chicken and order a 9-piece, and when they go 9-piece, you go,
Oh, Lord.
Jeez, old man. All right, yeah, we just might have to delete this episode. Oh, my God.
It's not being played over there. Don't worry about it.
And
it's only on blog talk
Lord,
radio.
This is funny.
Do you want white or dark meat?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Dark meat.
Yeah, they all taste like chicken.
Can I get mine with glitter?
Yeah.
You got any turkey or goose or ostrich?
Turducken?
Oh,
duck meat.
Oh,
it only takes one finger to get a goose. So.
Oh, Lord.
Let me ask you guys a serious question.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. If a sheep is a ram and a donkey is an ass, why is a ram in the ass a goose?
That's a good question, Tommy. Tommy?
He's got me in a conundrum, Mike. That's hard to do. Damn. Okay, there we go.
We need to get a geneticist on the show one night and ask him that question alone.
That would be great. That would be awesome.
How long is the match going to last this weekend? Question for you.
That is a good question, because you know what?
8 to 10 is probably.
8 to 10 if things go in our favor. If not, it could be a long night. It could be 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so either way you win.
Either way we win. Hey.
I don't care.
Listen, if anybody's taking the 24, it's Tommy. I'm not.
Well, I'll take the under, Velvet. I think you can kick their ass in 6 minutes. All right, I'll take the under on it. There you go.
Okay,
lock it in.
There it is.
Place those bets.
That's
I can't
I'm
even get my
boots
laced up in 6 minutes. What the hell?
All I can tell you is if you guys are talking 12 minutes, that includes a shower afterwards.
and a reach around.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Rub and tug.
Granny was going to say something. Go ahead, Granny. Granny.
Granny.
I think she ran. She ran for the hills, man.
She heard reach around. That was the end of that. Holy cow. Oh, my God. If she didn't run from the chicken and digging, she ran from the reach around. That's
I was going to say, she was probably in the drive-thru at KFC when the chicken and digging topic came up, and all you heard were barking tires. We're going to Taco Bell, damn it.
Right? He was going to Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine ordering that in the KFC drive-thru? I want some chicken and dicken to go.
I'm going to do that one day, shit. And I'm going to record it. And I will record it for you guys. How's that?
You might be really surprised by the results.
I'm going to say, depending on who's working the drive-thru, just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Here in Jacksonville, you might want to be careful what you wish for.
from the other side of the speaker, I thought you'd never ask.
Come on, big boy.
Right.
Boy,
I'm here.
Hey, listen.
You got pretty, you got pretty mouth.
Right? No, wait. It's my break time.
I'll be right there.
Next time you hear me,
I need you to pull over in the first spot.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Drive around and pull over there.
Oh, you know, I think the spot's marked like Internet Order 123 or whatever. That would be the chicken and dickin' spot.
No. Y'all are stupid. That is funny.
Well,
oh, my God.
I really do have a pink heart tattoo on my chest that says, I fucking love you, bitch.
I know you do.
I legitimately have a pink heart tattoo on my chest that says, I fucking love you, bitch.
Well, that's it. Hey, I asked him.
And Tommy,
I asked him earlier.
I only got one tattoo. It has a heart up on my shoulder, kind of classic military guys do, and has the letters M.
Right. What's it for?
Stop it.
Huh?
Every chance I get. Every chance I get. It explains the calluses.
Yeah.
Oh,
they told me if I kept doing it, I'd go blind, and damn, now I'm wearing trifocals. Shit.
Son, you keep doing that, you're going to go blind. I'm over here, Dad.
Huh?
Right, huh?
Yep. I'm over
here. Nice to meet you, Mr. Palm.
Exactly.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Harry Palm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What grade is your palm, professional?
Mine is gray poupon Dijon, baby.
my favorite Palm Sunday, yes.
Hey, didn't I ask you this?
And I live in 29 Palms.
Tommy Feathers. Tommy, didn't I ask you this earlier? Don't you have a handlebar tattoo coming out of your ass and extending over your ass?
I've never seen it. Got about 28 of these on this. I don't know.
I love it.
I need to get a mirror and check.
Listen, I'll fix it for you. It's all good.
I'll get a tramp stamp that says easier.
We'll get you a throttle boost.
Give me a tramp stamp that says, damn it, I'm drunk.
Oh, my God.
That's what the brunette
is. Is this a bar? Because I love this place.
Yeah. Where's my malty beverage at? Come on now. You got to share.
Right. Hey.
You know, in all seriousness for the tramp stamp thing, is that not like the ultimate display of trust when you're laying there and you got somebody drawing on your back and you told said artist, I want this right over the crack of my ass. And the guy says, okay, no problem. Roll over. And he starts drawing. That's why I never made it as a tattoo artist, because somebody would say, hey, I want, you know, a tribal symbol. I'd be drawing like SpongeBob saying, I'm ready, right over the top of cracking somebody's ass.
Yeah. Yeah. An arrow pointing to your ass, right? Like a sign that says all access.
Yeah, there you go.
Or have something like, to boldly go where no man, forget it.
Yeah, never mind.
You gotta have one that says parking in the rear.
Oh,
wait a minute. Tommy, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
That was a tattoo I gave you for Christmas. I didn't mean to spoil that for everybody.
Well, don't tell all my secrets.
What about just having that tattoo that looks like the little credit card pay thing that you do at the registers?
That's funny.
Slide the card through somebody's ass crack.
That's right. Slide it through the ass crack and it goes beep.
I'm stepping to strip bar.
But I have a chip in my card.
Well, that might take a second. Hang on. Let me see if I can make change.
Oh, you got a
chip? Or have it say
hang
cash
on a minute.
Only? There you go. Mm-hmm. Cash only for the tattoo.
Oh, God.
That's too funny. We done went. God, the rabbit hole sunk to the middle of the earth.
I'm getting pounded by tattoo jokes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, from wrestling to getting my ass handed to me on tattoo jokes.
Right? Hey.
Yeah. My mom never listens to the show, but you watch. Tonight will be the first night she listens to the show.
Oh, that would be awful.
Hey, Mom, we're on the radio. We love you, baby.
I'll get the voicemail that goes, David, I listen to your podcast, and if you would call me in the morning, okay, talk to you in a little bit.
Therapy will fix you.
Eddie Murphy's stand-up to where his grandma kept telling him every 5 minutes, baby, what time is it?
Baby, what's the time? Time for you to snort some cocaine, stick your dick in the thing? Oh, baby, that's
bad.
That's what he said in the middle of stand-up.
Mama Coffee.
Dave just had the new bar of soap ready for that phone call.
Yeah.
You know
you're
going to be munching on it.
True story, though.
Hey,
story.
Let me ask you something. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First wrote the book, I never had any social media until I wrote the books, right? I had no idea what I was doing when it come down to Facebook and that kind of jazz, because, hell, I didn't even have a MySpace, right? So I get on Facebook, and one of the first people I friended was a guy I knew from work that had an alternative lifestyle, right? So here I am. I'm sitting there, and I'm going through stuff. I'm like, that's pretty neat. Okay, I'm looking at this. Well, next thing you know is something that he posted on there about gag balls, right? And I panicked. And I ran to my wife with the post going, what do I do? What do? I can't have my mom see this shit. What do?
Oh, my God. There's a question for the ladies, and since we don't have any, maybe you guys can answer this, because I'm sure you stumbled across it in your shed. So, does your wife like the battery propelled or the gas propelled, the one that has the ripcord on it?
My wife's lazy. She's talking electric start for that stuff.
I like a pull cord myself.
Hey, listen. You got to work up a sweat before you get the pleasure. You got to have a rip cord.
I just look like I'm working up a sweat because my tongue can reach my eyebrows.
You never go outside, isn't it?
Now, there's another true story about me I'm going to tell you real quick. Like, I used to own a leather shop called Fantasy and Fetish Leather. We make your leather dreams come true. And your first spanking lesson's always free. That's a straight up
listen, honey.
I had you
honey, listen, if you open that back up, I'm due for a new pair of assless chaps. So hurry up, chop, chop, and make me a new set.
I think you missed part of the tagline, because I think you should have gone with, and we're always strapped.
Nah.
Damn.
Nice.
So we started talking about that ball bag. I've made a few over the years.
Oh, Lord.
And dragon tongues and various floggers and paddles and whips and X restraints and swinging tables and a few other things.
my brother who passed away 3 years ago in his condo, I saw this track on the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? And I opened his louvered closet door. That man had a trapeze that came from the closet to right over the top of the bed. I went, oh, shit. Didn't know anything about that. Seriously, we did not know anything about that. We were all standing there like, what the fuck just happened?
You know what? That is almost as good. You know what I want to do is I want a spring-loaded coffin.
Go ahead.
Just great for the final show, for, you know, for the ceremony, have it in there, do that. Or even better, wait till the archaeologist grabs me.
That's right. Funny.
I hate to tell you this, because would you guys believe we are down to like 13 minutes and change?
Yeah.
Hey, all right, so before we go anywhere else with any of this, Tommy Feathers, look, anytime you want to jump on this Wednesday night mayhem, you are bloody well welcome.
Oh, thank you. I may harass you with harassing phone calls, sexual innuendo, Bigfoot sex videotapes, and prison visit for them.
There you go.
Just for
you. Well, normally we keep our personal life out of these shows, but yeah, whatever.
I wonder if that's those Dr. John coloring books, those Bigfoot tapes.
I forgot all about the Bigfoot coloring book. Damn, I forgot all about that.
Otherwise, just made me think of tape by numbers, and depending upon how you want to use the phrase tape.
Yes. What if we combine the coloring book with the fornification of the Sasquatch book?
Oh,
yeah.
That'll
make some awful big staplers.
I'm looking to pop up. Yeah.
Pop up.
What were the old sex therapist Ruth, whatever meets Bigfoot?
Dr. Ruth.
I could just see that.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth meets Bigfoot. Oh my God.
Okay, Bigfoot. Here's how we cradled the Bigfoot wibbles. Yes, you like it.
Now, Bigfoot, you are a big man. I am only 3 foot nine.
Go, Dr. Velvet. I mean, Dr. Root.
Dr. Velvet, yeah, okay.
Funny. The whole, okay, I heard a joke, and I still haven't figured out how to pull this on the velvet.
Okay.
It was a joke about a jockey winning a racing match, and the announcer saying something about the jockey should feel 5 foot tall. I've been trying to work that into a velvet joke. I haven't pulled it off yet.
Don't even go to the further. It works.
Pulled it off. What do you know?
The visual's there, brother.
Just for the record, Tommy, pulled one off is not the same as having rubbed one out.
Pull one off.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boy.
Listen.
You know, I just
listen.
Had something. You got it. Go ahead.
You know the game? You know the little bop it game? You twist it, you pull it, you bop it? Tommy and I did that about 15 minutes before show started.
Oh, my God.
Now, imagine this. Going back to the South
Carolina. I've got to ask this one. Tim, is your wife listening?
Yeah, she ain't now.
Sure hope not. She ain't now.
So let's say we get a Sasquatch who's actually kind of one of the metrosexual type, and decides to trim his junk. You know how assed up that would look? You'd be this big, hairy ass damn Bigfoot walking around with a bald ass package going on.
You'd
be like,
honey.
You'd be
like,
you
like, wait a minute. You're not as big as they said, Bigfoot.
It would stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh. No, you didn't. Damn it, man.
It would look like a photo magnet of a damn regular dude, you know?
Oh my God! This night's been fun, and I'm damn sober. What the hell?
Right?
Oh, great. Well, gentlemen, what we're gonna do? And since we're getting close to extra innings, I can't remember a show we've had recently where we finished on time. We've been on a roll here lately. But nevertheless, want to pass it around the room because I know there's a lot everybody's got to share out there. So we're going to start with Mr. Tommy Feathers. What have you got to share with us in parting remarks tonight, sir?
Parting remarks to everybody be keep it cool and drive safe. Don't put your fingers where you won't put your face.
Okay, you know what? I got the proviso that'll ride right along with that, Tommy. I don't care how good the soap smells in a public bathroom. Don't come walking out of there smelling your fingers.
Oh! God.
Damn. Well, I tell you, we've had a blast tonight, and I love the panel discussion. We went from one end of the world to the other in a full reach around circle.
Full
circle. Yes.
We're here to please.
The jerk circus. Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, well, to be quite honest with you, that's normally how the show goes. I mean, I know you've been with us a couple times, and we've stayed on topic for the whole time. But tonight, you've actually witnessed the usual madness, how we start off talking about world events, and we end up at the end talking about the different colors of vibrators. So, I mean, it's welcome to the club. This is what the show is actually about, not some structured stuff like you thought we were, you know?
Just teetotal mayhem.
Outstanding. Well, it's good to have you aboard.
I guess you caught us in the raw.
Ooh, nice. In the raw. Better put some moisture on that shit. Yikes.
I told you to go blind. I told you. Going to take out of somebody's eye with that.
So, Stro, you still with us, or have you evacuated the scene?
I'm still here.
Ah, very good, young man. What kind of parting shots do you have, if you want to claim any?
Oh, man. Well, fans of Augusta, Georgia, don't forget this weekend, man. It's going to be a big, huge event. Two of the best teams in the business going at it one more time, man. I'm really excited to see you. I hope you guys have a great, great classic match. Tomorrow night, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. VSNation.com. We'll be discussing part two of some of my favorite wrestling promos of the year. So if you got any cool promos you'd like to share, please call in. Friday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time will be the Stro Zone at on my Facebook, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. And Friday night's feature will be It's Alive from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So please tune in. And if you're... any of the listeners in the Newburn, North Carolina area, Saturday, I'll be doing a commentary for Shockwave Wrestling at the Craven County JC's Fairgrounds in Newburn, North Carolina. So if you're in the area, come by and see us. It'll be a good time. Doors open to 6, bell time 7 p.m., and shockwavewrestling.com for ticket information.
Hi. Good deal. Outstanding. Yeah, appreciate you joining us tonight. And don't tell your mom about all the vibrator jokes, all right? Because I still want to keep a good standing with your mom. So it's
right.
You should hear what the guy was saying.
I think Dave's trying to say, oh, nope, I can't do this joke because it would actually reflect it. Don't take this as in reference to your mom, Stro, but those vibrator jokes might rub her the wrong way.
There you go.
Boy.
You notice I didn't say, does anybody have a plug tonight? I was trying to avoid all of that. So, speaking of plugs.
Episode's brought to you by Anthony Bolt.
The Amazing Velvet, my good brother. What kind of words of wisdom have you got?
Well, let's see. Okay. Well, of course, Saturday, the 18th at 8 p.m. bell time at the Augusta Fairgrounds in Augusta, Georgia. It'll be 308 Hale Street in Augusta, Georgia. We'll have stars such as Bambi and Sinister. And we'll have, of course, the big tag match will be Simply Sweet, Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet versus Soul Patrol, which is Deion Johnson and the Suntan Superman himself, the Black Angel, for one last time in the ring together. So, yeah, 8 doors open, I think. They said at 6:30, and the show's at 8. And, yeah, come out and see it. And always... check out Pro Wrestling Interviews every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look for my ad on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, so you see who's going to be the guest this week. So, yeah, and I can't wait for tomorrow night because I will be talking old-school promos with Papa Stro on WCW Retro. So, yeah. Join us.
Ah, dude.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, speaking of old promos, when Paul Orndorff passed last month, a buddy of mine, well, of course, it was Mike Murphy again, the guy I was speaking on earlier, he sent me a promo, and all these years I had never seen it. It was the one when Paul Orndorff was trying to be a personal trainer for like 10 people in a gym. If you've never seen it, I was in absolute tears laughing. I had never seen the promo. And all he does, you know, he's supposed to be training these people, but all he does is insult the hell out of them throughout the whole thing. It's on YouTube. If you haven't seen it,
cool.
I'll try to find the link and put it on the little on the chat thing, but man, you want to talk about funny? I mean, that promo was funnier than hell. And then what was even better is that it was shot in the late 80s, early 90s, so he's wearing the crack shower coach's shorts and the little low-profile sneakers and everything. It is funnier than hell, dude. I thought I was going to piss myself laughing, but, God, it was classic Orndorff stuff. So if you get a chance, look it up. But, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, one of the all-time greats, man.
Yes, absolutely. So, Tim, what kind of ending post-game wisdom do you have, sir?
I leave you with these words of wisdom. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Have a good night.
You don't know what you're missing,
Tim. Unless you want to.
You don't know what you're exactly. You don't know what you're missing, honey.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, right?
You say that like
exactly. He's got a button on his ass. He's got a button on his ass that makes his horn vibrate.
And he farted glitter.
Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
Hey.
Y'all lost your damn minds. Thank you for taking me with you.
Not to be disrespectful to anybody who served our great military, because I love our military, but I was in Bill Clinton's military. Don't ask, don't tell. And I was on the submarine, and, man, let me tell you something. The fun we had, up periscope, down periscope, up periscope, down periscope.
Actually, I heard you were the one that opened the windows.
But see, if I was in the Army, I'd be like, hey, Sarge, I'll save your life. Jump in the foxhole with me. You like what I've done with the blade?
That is, not everybody was in the green room before him. Bill had sent some, texted me some pics. He got his man cave set up and stuff like that. And he called it the Velvet Cave, and I had to ask him, and mostly because I don't think Stro and Tommy heard this one. I asked him, I go, the Velvet Cave, is that like Sugar Walls?
There's nothing listen, honey. If you just trying to tell us you a little light in your loafers or you got sugar in your drawers, come on by. The door's open.
Hi.
Hey, I'm here for you, Velvet. Oh my god.
That's right. Threesome, Tommy. Threesome, Tommy. Hey.
Hi.
But this.
Can I be
but the new guys in
this
the,
one?
Okay, yeah, new guy's always in the middle first.
That's right.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, okay. He just don't know, does he? He don't know the teeter-totter.
That's right.
Oh, excuse me. The peter-totter. Excuse me, I said it wrong. The peter-totter.
Hey, you already know I got that. I got that Bigfoot pornification DVD here. Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. I mean, Dr. John left it here. Whatever.
See? Again.
I just got a text from Dr. John that said he just went to GoDaddy and bought SasquatchFornication.com. So,
Oh, good Lord.
Oh my god!
I guess, but I had to get one more.
Damn minds. Oh my god!
All right, I think that's a wrap.
Yes. So, Tom,
brought to you by Ed and Nicole.
After all the damage,
and Lizard Man.
What kind of ending shots do you have, my brother?
Yeah.
The ending might suck, but it's fun getting here.
Oh, my God.
Right. So, Todd, what have you got, man? What's up?
All right. No, a serious context switched here. We all know people down on the South Coast got a lot going on and stuff like this. And I know there's a lot of people suffering, a lot of people doing this stuff back. But what I want to, what I'd like to throw out is it's extremely personal to me at this point, as in my son is one of the electrical linemen down there trying to make stuff happen. You know, there are contractors down there, so the local co-ops assign them, and they're getting bounced from co-op to co-op to co-op. They might do close to 48 hours straight, and they might end up going out and doing a four-hour job one day and be done. So for as much bad as you hear, there are people that have driven 800-plus miles, and they're sitting out there working, and they might work brutal hours straight and all this stuff. What I'd like to see is a lot of the people pulling together and supporting each other. I got a lot of those folks down there on the coast. We forgot about the people down there on the coast, the people that are doing the support, the people that are suffering, the people that are doing things. And, in general, everyone. Look, I know we all got a lot of stuff going on. Life keeps moving. Things keep happening. Don't ever give up. Stay strong. Take care of yourselves so you can take care of your family and take care of one another. Stay smart.
That's right.
Without a doubt. Well said. And hopefully Gary's safe out there and doing his thing. And, you know, because Lord knows the conditions aren't optimal out there. So, yeah, if you speak to him, give him our best. And
yep.
We will keep him close in thoughts and prayers, man, without a doubt, for the work he's doing. So before we wrap up, my few parting shots real quick, like, is for one, to the state of California. Way to back it up, guys. Y'all talk a bunch of shit, and then when it comes time to deliver, you don't do it. I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to propose that we all buy jackhammers, and we go down there to the border of California and Arizona and start jackhammering. And jackhammer all the way up the border of Arizona and Nevada and then up to Idaho. And we just let Washington, Oregon, and California become its own country and call it Dumbassistan and move on.
Or New Hawaiian Island.
Yes.
Or New Hawaiian Island. Yeah.
So there's my parting shots with that. But before we leave tonight, I've got a quick dildo joke you guys will enjoy since we've spoken on
Wait a minute, hold on before you go any further with that. I noticed you use the phrase dildo and you guys will enjoy.
Yes. it might take you up a little bit.
What
sponsored by KY Jelly.
Oh, right. Yes, strove for the same.
Hopefully you'll get the right feeling out of this joke. A new employee was
new level of rock bottom. Thank you, brother.
Hang on, we can't hear what he's saying. Go ahead, start over.
There's an adult novelty shop with a new employee working, right? And the manager walks up to the new employee and says, "Hey, I've got to run the deposit to the bank. I know you're new, but do you think you can hold shop for about an hour while I'm gone to the bank?" So the new girl said, yeah, I can do this. I'll be fine. So the manager takes the deposit, goes to the bank. Well, a couple minutes later, this white chick walks in, right? And she says, you know, I'm in here. I'm looking for a dildo. And the clerk says, well, this whole wall over here, all the dildos, $20 a piece. And she goes, and she sees this black one, right? And she goes, oh, well, you know, I don't have a black one. I think I'm going to buy this one. So she takes it, rings it up, goes on. So a couple minutes later, a black lady comes in, and she says, I'm looking around for dildos. And the new employee says, well, we got this whole wall right here, and all the dildos on this wall are $20. And so the black lady looks, and she goes, ooh, I like that white one over there. You know, I don't have a white one at the house. I think I'm going to get that one. So she rings her up, $20, and outdoor she goes with her white dildo, right? So a couple more minutes goes by, and this blonde walks in, right? And the blonde walks in and says, you know, I'm in the market for a dildo. And the clerk says, well, you know, on this whole wall right here, all the dildos, $20 a piece. So the blonde looks over and she goes, wow, yeah. Ooh, what about that plaid one over there? And the clerk says, oh, that plaid one's a special one. That's a special one. That's not the $20 deal. That one is actually $150. And the blonde says, well, you know, I don't have a plaid one. I think I'm going to go ahead and buy it. So she buys it, and on the way she goes. So the manager comes back from the bank. She says, would everything go all okay? And the clerk said, yeah, everything went fine. As a matter of fact, I sold one of the black $20 dildos to a white chick, and I sold one, a white $20 dildo to a black chick, and then I sold your thermos to this blonde for
$150. Yikes.
I like it. I like it. Your mom is going to be so proud when she listens to this episode.
Okay. Since we're going dildo, oh, my God, I got one for you.
So, gentlemen, feel free to use that one at will. I am always glad to help with the off-color jokes. And, man.
I'm not sure how Will will feel about it, but sure.
That joke had a good climax.
And
you know what's bad, though?
Hang on, he's going to say
dildos, and she goes, I want the red one right there. And the guy says, look, man, we can't say that red one. She says, look, I don't care if it's a demo. I got to have it. And the guy goes, look, darling, we can't sell it to you. She goes, look, I'll pay $250 for it. He said, look, lady, the fire marshal's not going to let us say that fire extinguisher.
Pretty much. I saw that one happen.
Yay.
Pretty much.
You pulled this puppy out.
So,
shut the door.
She got hosed.
Oh, doo-doo-doo.
Nice. But, what is the old
dog? She killed me.
If it hasn't happened already, right? Well, gentlemen,
right.
I'm sure to appreciate the good evening, the jokes, and the cutting up. Good job tonight. Well done. I am going to ease in the Atwell Manor here and cue in that old salty bitch, and we'll close the season out.
Good night, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Be safe, all.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take a shower after this show.
We're all going to probably need it. All right.
You are.
And
that you are.
I feel a little bit
good. Tommy, good luck this weekend, gentlemen. I hope
thank
y'all
you.
Kick the mask, yep. Man.
Yeah, you guys are 61st, Judge.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Lick their asses.
Take names and grab their asses. I got it.
We're fighting us for that. Don't worry. We got it covered.
So, folks, thanks again for bearing with us tonight on Pop Culture. I know the title. the title was a little misleading to tonight's show. Y'all thought we were going to be talking wrestling all night. And if the British lady sounds a little sweeter on the exit, we know why. So thank you again for everybody. Maybe she won't be so salty tonight. And thank you again for listening.
Maybe extra salty.
Pop culture stars.
That's right.
Good night, everybody.